Okay, anything else on what?
Yeah, Andrew, Ian Wishart again.
Ian Wishart from Investigate Magazine, please go ahead.
Thank you. Andrew, Ian Wishart again. I just want to get a sense of, I understand from listening to you that you're very gutted, very cut up about what's happened, and I appreciate that. But I wonder if Fonterra's management have not fallen victim a bit to the old Nuremberg syndrome. You're working in a different country, and you felt compelled to work within what you see as rules and regulations that may or may not exist. Instead of saying at a human level, for heaven's sake, I've got a product out there that's potentially killing babies or certainly making them sick, I need to go public regardless of the impact on my investment, etc. At what point humanly did you guys come to that realization? Is this a fair criticism?
This was never for an iota an issue of our investment in China. This was an issue from the very beginning of the most effective way to get the product off the shelf.
Yeah, I understand.
And you know, that was the judgment that we made as we were going through this, that was the most effective way.
Okay, I understand that you have identified taking the product off the shelves as a key issue. I think I and many others would say you've got a whole lot of product out there in the market being consumed by babies every hour. Is that not even more important to have gone for the public recall straight away, just stood up and said, right, we're a major dairy producer in the world, we're making a statement, we have a product problem, we're telling the people now ourselves, regardless of what China says, and it flows on from there.
The judgment was made that if we tried to do that, it wouldn't have been effective at that time.
Why?
Otherwise, we would have done it.
What made you think that? Because if the world's biggest dairy milk producer makes this public statement, the world's media pick up on it, that news would have been carried throughout China, and the Chinese government would have taken cognizance of it, surely.
Well, there's been a lot of soul searching as to the most effective way to get product off the shelves, and we made the call that we had to work within the Chinese system.
In hindsight, if it...
And, who knows?
In hindsight, if you ever are faced with an issue like this again, God forbid, do you accept that perhaps stepping beyond the bounds of an individual country's system is perhaps a smarter thing to do?
Well, what I will say is any time, God forbid, this happens, and we don't want this ever to happen again, under the circumstances that we're faced at the time, we will do what we think is in the interest of the health of the people buying our product. That is the only thing that was on our mind, is the fastest way to get that product away from being sold. So let me just be crystal clear on that. That was the judgment call. How to get that product away. And so in whatever country that happens in again, and let's hope we never see it, I can't tell you. It'll be what is the most effective way to get the product away. Because that is going to be the only thing that we will be focused on.
I hear you, and I hear what you're saying, but just finally, I just want to come back to it. For 6 weeks, you as CEO knew that your product was still in people's homes and being fed to children. That must have been gut-wrenching. And at what point do you say, okay, we made a bad call in how we handled this, we should have gone public earlier?
Look, we don't know. We'll never know if we had gone public at the beginning whether it would have made a difference at that time. So, you know, yes, it was absolutely gut-wrenching. You know, this is as bad as it gets in food companies. But we'll never know. We made a call. It was the call at the time and the environment we were in.
Fair enough. Thank you.
You know, I just have to support that we think it was the right call at that time. We were enormously relieved when the Chinese government decided to make it public, because we had been urging that from day one. So the relief was just massive when we heard that this was going public. But the Chinese government made it public.
Thank you.
Hundreds of babies are still ill, obviously. Any prognosis for some of those babies, how many are going to die?
No, I mentioned earlier what the Chinese government had said, but we don't know anything about it.
Hi, Andrew. Do you know the exact number and how much amount of milk have been contaminated so far?